1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Bethel Park High School, and welcome into the WPIL 5A Girls Basketball Quarterfinals. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a third meeting between Section 4 neighbors as number 4 Baldwin takes on number 12 Peters Township. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. We're thrilled to have you with us tonight on the Visit Greene County pregame show. Tom Drakely is with me here at Bethel Park. Eric Bennett's our floor director. Hannah Knoll and Kyle Lamb on camera. Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony producing in our downtown Washington studios. The Fighting Highlanders are having their best season in decades, coming in at 19-4, winners of 8 of their last 10. A 15-point win over Chartiers Valley in the opening round has Baldwin into the quarterfinals. The defending WPIL champion Indians have won 7 straight since losing to Baldwin back on January 20th, a loss that all but extinguished hopes of defending their crown. But 4 straight wins in section put Peters Township in the bracket, and a 10-point win at number 5 Plum brings the Indians here tonight. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By State Senator Camara Bartolotta, campaigning for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. And by the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. More coming your way on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Our game here tonight, Peters Township and Baldwin, one of 4 games tonight involving Washington and Greene County teams. The Avella Eagles boys hosting Sarah Catholic. That's a 1A boys quarterfinal round matchup. have to win to make states. Only the top four in 6A boys advance, so you got to get to the semis. Avella led early on, but Sarah has roared back and leads by 15 midway through the second quarter. Trinity and South Fayette getting set to tip off at Peters Township. That's game two of a twin bill there. Waynesburg and Beaver Falls in the 3A girls bracket are playing there ahead of that. That winner will take on Greensburg Central Catholic. GCC a winner here, 57-42 over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. So the Waynesburg and Beaver Falls winner gets Greensburg Central Catholic. The loser will host Waynesburg or Beaver Falls. Let me rephrase that. If Waynesburg wins, Beaver Falls would host Olsh. If Beaver Falls beats Waynesburg, then Waynesburg will travel to Olsh for the play-in bracket. That in 3A girls, only the top six make it to states, which means you have to win that next time around. Also, looking ahead, tomorrow, more quarterfinal action. Mount Lebanon at Canon McMillan girls, the 9 at the 1. Big Macs have been sitting since the regular season ended on that Monday night, now a week and a half ago, and they'll see their first action tomorrow. And because wrestling is going to be at Canamac, they get that first action a day earlier than everybody else in that 6A girls bracket. Jeff Morgan and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart are playing at Peters Township. Second game of a doubleheader. That's in the 2A boys. Jeff Morgan, the only survivor in action in that 2A boys bracket. And the 1A girls quarterfinals. West Green is traveling into Lawrence County to take on the Union Area Scotties. And then Friday, more quarterfinals, 2A girls. Fort Cherry, Burgettstown, Chartiers, Houston, all in action. Doubleheader at Moon, Fort Cherry, Rochester first, followed by Burgettstown, Winchester, Thurston. Chartiers, Houston, and Aliquippa girls will play after the Aliquippa Seton LaSalle boys game, that doubleheader at South Fayette. And Ringgold will be at Peters Township to take on number 10 Hampton. Thought for a little while that we might get an in-county 5A quarterfinal matchup on the boys' side, but Hampton knocking off the Peters Township Indians, the 10 over the 7, and that thwarted those hopes and plans. Good to have you along tonight. We'll take a deeper look at Peters Township and Baldwin and how they got here when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely here, game officials, and Laura Grimm, athletic director here at Bethel Park, meeting with captains and coaches. Game officials, Leslie Whalen will be the R, Evan Sargo and Rob Armenio will work the game for the WPIAL. Tom Drakely with me. Drake, Peter's all but dead, all but. And somehow, seven straight wins later, including four straight in the section to get in, and then one in the playoffs in the opening round to get here.
Bob, they were seven and 9 and won 7 straight. But I'm telling you, they're a different team now. Whatever happened, whatever switch was thrown, they're different. They're playing better. They're shooting it a little better. And we talked to Coach Steve Lamberriou, and he told us bluntly, he said, we didn't make shots in the previous games against Baldwin. We had open looks. They didn't go in. He said, the key tonight, we have to make shots. But here's the untold story, and I believe this with my heart. They have 4 players that went through that long run the last several seasons. These kids are experienced. They're used to this. But I will say this, Baldwin is a scrappy defensive basketball team. And we talked to their assistant coach, and he told us, he said, we're just kind of like hard hat players. So it just should be a great game.
You know, you got to put your big girl pants on sometimes, and these two teams have done that.
Oh, yes.
Baldwin has wins against Pine Richland, the 6A 4 seed, against Upper St. Clair, the 3 seed in the 6A bracket, against Mount Lebanon, the 9 seed, and against the Big Macs, the number 1 seed in the 6A bracket. On the other side, Peters Township has beaten Upper St. Clair, Pine Richland, Mount Lebanon, and North Allegheny. NA is the 6th seed in that bracket.
I'll tell you what, both teams have great resumes. This should be an outstanding high school basketball game.
And the Indians played the 1 and 2 seeds in the 6A bracket, opened the year losing to Cannon McMillan 48-44, and closed the year at the Peters Township tournament losing to Norwin 57-53.
That's pretty good basketball. Good teams too, Bob.
Thomas Jefferson led the Section 4 at 12-0, Baldwin 9-3. Trinity was third at 8-4, and Peters Township at 6-6. These two teams very familiar with one another. Quick run through the bracket after the break, and we'll get a chance to meet the starting lineups for you as well. Just an incredible arena, and this one predates the Peters Township AHN Arena. In fact, Peters Township administration came and scouted this out, talked with folks here, what would you do different, what do you wish you did, what works, what doesn't work, and then incorporated all those notes into the AHN Arena. Great to be here. Of course, Baldwin's really great facility. We love working at. Predates
exactly.
Even this one. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network. Visit Green County pregame show right after this.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Starters being introduced to the great crowd here. Most of them have vacated the end zone, but the one end zone, but both sides in the other end zone with great crowds. First of all, for the visitors, Peters Township, Steve Lamberriou, 14-9 on the year. Starters are 5'6 senior Bree Morial, averaging 14 a game. 6-foot junior Mara Radulovich, surprise starter. 5'6 senior Elena Sopko, averaging 8 points and 5 boards every night out. 5'10 sophomore Jordan Welsh, 8 points, 3 rebounds. And 5'6 junior Madden Mel, with her 5-point average, getting the start tonight. Morial, Radulovich, Sopko, Welsh, and Mel, the starters for Peters Township. On the other side, 5'7 junior Lindsay Bernardis. She averages 17. Julianne Ott, a senior, averaging 14 points a game. 5'6 senior Lacey Bernardis, a 9-point season average. Those three will be joined by senior Isabella Niles, who's heading to Carlo, and a sophomore, Hannah Prilla, who averages 11, count them, 11 rebounds every time out.
That's impressive. That's a stat that you got to keep an eye on tonight.
Of course, based on our conversation with Steve Lemberieu, if you make the shots, they're it, no rebound.
No rebound. Bob, interesting to note, Lindsay Bernardis scored 36 in the win against Trinity at Baldwin. So she can score.
Lindsay had 11 in the first meeting with Peters and 22 in the second time around. Ott had 25 and 18 in the two games.
Well, here we go.
And Bree Morial on the Peters side had 22 and 18. She had 40 combined in the two. Leslie Whalen with the ball in hand. Prilla into the center with Welsh. Opening tip, batted around, and Baldwin's going to pull it down. Bernardis and Ault in the midcourt. Ball on into the corner and right back around to Ault. The volleyball 10-foot line. Side of the lane. Prilla trying to work her way backwards. Feeds it out. Peters in a 2-3 zone. Ball left side to Bernardis. And now up top. Ball forced inside, and Prilla had to fight to get to that. Three ball, far side. Lindsay Bernardis won't go. Rebound, Sopko for Peters Township.
Nice defense there that time by the Indians.
40 seconds gone. Jordan Welsh with the ball in hand, and she'll give it off. Sopko out to the Blackhawk logo in the middle of the floor. Radulovic steals the inside. Shot rolls off the rim. Welsh can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Isabella Niles. Lindsay Bernardis spins, walks down the lane. Shot won't go. And a rebound grab by Radulovic. A little over a minute gone. End-to-end action. Jump pass comes up top. Sopko trying to penetrate. Got a screen down low. Off the window and in.
Good little drive. They got to get a couple of drives going. That opens up the perimeter.
And also increases the shooting percentage. The closer you get, right?
Absolutely.
That's why dunks are nearly 100%.
Well, not always, but most of the time.
90 seconds gone. Peters with a 2-0 lead. 6.5 to play opening quarter. Prilla trying to work her way in. Flip the ball back out to Lindsay. And with the Bernardis girls, I'm probably just going to go that direction. Bernardis, and I'll use first names primarily. Just going to be easier.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of attention on Lindsay, obviously, because she is a great player.
Ball knocked loose and out of bounds. Last touch by the Fighting Highlanders. Best season in 40 years, Coach Woodson told us.
That's impressive.
Near side, Morial looks in to the elbow. Kick it in, then back out. Three ball won't go. Rebound goes to the far side. Madden Mel goes up. Her shot blocked, fighting to keep it alive at the baseline, and then puts it off the leg of Hannah Prilla. It'll be Peters' ball at the baseline.
That time, they got the ball inside to Jordan Welsh, Bob. She never turned to the basket. She was wide open.
She was at the elbow and fed it right back out to another wide open, but Morial missed the shot.
Well, Morial's a good shooter. Shoots a 45% clip from three.
Jumper in the paint, goes off the window, and the iron just rolls off. 5:45 to play, first quarter. 2-0, Peters Township leads. Lindsay on the dribble, deal it far side to Ott. To the elbow, Prilla put it on the deck, trying to get around the defense up high. Top of that defense is Bree Morial and Alina Sopko. Screen set by Prilla, dribble by Lindsay, kick it back out. Ott catches it there. I think she wanted to set up the shoot, but that wasn't going to happen. Ball to the baseline, three ball. Prilla leaves it short, rebound off the window, cleared by Radulovic. Peters up 2-0. Sopko, Euro step into the paint, shot. Won't go, but a foul is called. 5:09 to play, first quarter. Peters Township 2, Baldwin nothing on WJPA.
If your basement walls are peeling, That is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Foul charge to Isabella Niles. First foul of the game. Two free throw makes for Alina Sopko. And with that stoppage, checking into the game, his 5'6 sophomore, Taylor McCullough for Peters Township. Ball thrown into backcourt. And it's going to be tracked down there by Juliana Ott. And it's going to be Peters' ball underneath the offensive basket.
Interesting, Bob. Both teams playing 2-3 zone, but I know why Peters Township is. They want to take away that dribble drive because Baldwin loves to make that dribble to the basket or as far as they can get.
Sopko to Key, the inbound play. McCullough breaks open, can't handle the inbound pass. Taken away by the Fighting Highlanders. Ball right down the lane, Ott off the window. Radulovic tips the rebound to the corner, but it's tracked down. Good hustle after that loose basketball by Kelsey Meyer. Ball out in the midcourt area. It's Ott. Threw it into the corner, and Niles was not expecting that in any fashion. Timeout on the floor. 4:18 to play first quarter. Peters Township 4, Baldwin nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Peters Township ball, and now Baldwin's going to extend their defense. Three-quarter court. Sopko, Morial, McCullough. Ball ahead on the near wing into the hands of Jordan Welsh. Double teamed and then double dribbles.
I'm telling you, Bob, you got to handle this pressure. They keep it at full court, but they really get you to half court. And you have to be aware to stay out of the trapping areas.
And what happened? Welsh took a little bump, as we saw there, and then the ball came up around her waist, and she ended up shoving it back to the floor with both hands. And it wasn't that she had stopped dribbling, it just that she pushed it to the floor with both hands. Niles and Ott now inside. A little fadeaway jumper good for two. First points of the game for Lindsay Bernardis.
Yeah, pretty effective when she gets in that close. She's very good around the basket.
Lob to the near side of the lane. Dribbling out of traffic there. Pass comes now from Morial to Sopko. One to end her pass to Radulovic. Too well covered. Feed it out. Morial wide open. Wing three off the iron won't go. Rebound Welsh. Took it out from underneath. Give it to Sopko. Back to Welsh. She'll dribble along the arc. Keep it alive. Now out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Screen gets Niles off the defense. And McCullough will take the ball now. Did not start tonight. I said, there's a story there, not one to publish. Okay, that happens sometimes.
Yes, it does.
All good. And coaches said, hey, it's all good.
That's right.
Radulovic shot off the iron, won't go, and a rebound cleared. Niles. Feet it ahead. On the move, it's Meyer. Take it through the paint. Cut off by McCullen. A pushing foul called. First foul on Peters Township.
Peters Township foul number 24, Taylor McCullough. Her first, team first.
Sometimes, Bob, it's all about accountability with players, and you got to get their attention at times.
And again, I don't know the story, don't want to know the story. There just was a story, and that's what it's going to be.
Well, he said all good, and I go with him.
And now the five regular starters on the floor for Peters Township as Melk checks back in and Radulovic goes out. 4-2, Peters Township leads by two. Lindsay Bernardis launches a line drive three. It's off the iron. McCullough will track it down unchallenged on the boards. Feed it ahead. Madden Mel catch. Roll it up. Won't go. Welsh tipped the rebound loose away from Niles. Three ball up and good.
Well, that'll make her feel pretty good. Taylor McCullough from deep knocks down the three.
7-2, Peters Township leads. Steal now by Mel. Three on two. McCullough, give it off to Morial, and she is fouled going up. Isabella Niles picks up her second foul here in the early going. Thin roster for Baldwin, and one of the starters now with two fouls. Shots coming for Morial when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Two free throw makes for Bree Morial. Lindsay Bernardis trying to go to the hoop and picked up the dribble, and Leslie Whalen, the referee, calls it travel.
Well, she was defended really well by Jordan Welsh. And Welsh, you know, she's tall. She's 5'10", so that hand was right up there, caused that travel.
Checking into the game, first tour of duty, J.C. Klingensmith for Baldwin. 9-2 Peters Township with the lead. 1:40 to play in our opening quarter. A weave action, Morial, Sopko, and McCullough. McCullough may have been a little quick with the feet there, but got away with that. Into the corner, Madden Mel, three ball, nothing but net.
Yeah, pretty good shooter when her feet are set. Madden Mel knocks it down from the corner. Great pass from McCullough.
Got to make shots was the quote from Steve Lemberieu, and sure enough, that has happened. Three ball near corner, hard off the rim. Rebound to the baseline. Sopko trying to get it, and going to rule that she stepped on the baseline.
Well, I thought she got bumped. Let's take a look here.
Yeah, two going for the ball, and then she steps out of bounds.
Yeah, she did.
Play on. 1:05 remaining. First quarter, 12-2, Peters Township. Ott in the near corner. Entry, get it to the side of the lane. Muster away up, does Meyer, scores.
That's the first time they showed man-to-man. They're very good at getting the ball to the basket and inside, Bob.
12-4, Indians going to back it up. Sopko penetrates, kick to the corner, Morial, McCullough. McCullough falls down and lost the dribble. Coming out with it is Ott. Hustling back on the defense is Morial. Nice back check.
Yes, that really was. Morial did not give up on the play. She was able to knock the ball out of bounds.
Substitutions at the table. Maddie Rost will check in, and Taylor McCullough going to sit. And it looks like Lindsay Bernardis has checked back in, and Lacey has come out. Inbound on the wing to Lindsay. Sopko stays right with her. 30 seconds to play in the half, or in the quarter, 12-4, Peters plus 8. Lindsay on the dribble. Man-to-man Peters defense now. Sopko got screened off, but fought through that. And now a foul going to be called on Bree Morial. Second foul on Peters in the quarter. And just a little too much body up. 13 seconds to play in the quarter.
They move the ball very efficiently against a man-to-man. That's why I think they started in the zone to get off to a pretty good start, and it has worked.
Lob to the elbow. Now kick out this way. Ott trying to get past Morial. Spinorama challenge, and a ball caught out of the air by Maddie Ross. End of the quarter. Peters Township 12. Baldwin 4 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
12-4 Peters Township. I don't think the Indians could have asked for much better.
This is what he wanted. And when we talked to him, it was interesting because we had a really good conversation. But he said, we can't be playing from behind. We've got to get off to a good start. We've got to just make our open shots. So far, give him credit. They've done that. And I like what he's done defensively. Started in the zone, kept them on the perimeter. Now he's worked his man-to-man back in.
Winner of this game will play the South Fayette Trinity winner. The losers will play each other as well.
Now, you watch a trap out of this. They have to be very alert to it.
Peter starts with the ball. Morial and McCullough over the top of the defense. Pass into the corner, knocked out of bounds by Klingensmith.
Yeah, if you throw to the corner, you better be ready to shoot or give it up because they're coming hard to trap you.
Mel's inbound to McCullough. On the dribble, lob it across. Sopko wants to come back. Now going to spin out of there. The lefty able to make that pass. Entry to Welsh, trying to go up strong. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. And it's going to be a Peters Township foul. Welsh trying to get back to it.
Well, she had a nice look. Just couldn't control the pass. And fumbled the ball a little bit, Bob. Then caused her to foul in the process.
First foul of the second quarter on either team. Peters Township leads 12-4. Near side, it's Niles. Between the circles now to Klingensmith, and eventually on out to the wing. Little push shot by Ott up and in.
Yeah, nice shot. Good dribble penetration. Stopped and popped.
Not quite a minute gone in this second quarter. 12-6. Indians by 6. Ball to the elbow to Welsh. Puts it on the floor. Has it knocked loose. Triple team there and tried to dribble out of that. Good head fake by Klingensmith. Finds an opening. Take it around. Three ball is up and in. First tray of the night. And Lindsay Bernardes hits that. Peters Township wants to talk about it. All of a sudden, Baldwin right back in it. From down 12-2 to within 12-9. 6:51 to play first half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
We get word from Peters Township. Somebody's holding the ball, apparently. Well, end of one quarter. South Fayette 2, Peters Township, South Fayette 2, Trinity 1.
That's unbelievable. I know South Fayette's not holding the ball. Good for them. Stay in the game.
Lob down low. The Indians throw it away.
This half-court zone that extended by Baldwin, Bob, is causing them fits. They did the right thing on the previous possession, got the ball to Jordan Welsh in the post, but she has to turn and face.
12-9, Peters Township's 10-point lead has been trimmed to 3. Indians knock the ball out of bounds. Score from Avella. Sarah lead now trimmed to 8. Avella's cut that 15-point deficit in half, 47-39. They are late third quarter there. Dribble drive. Niles gets out front. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Meyer. And got her own rebound. And one of the things that Jamal Woodson said, we're going to scrap for every loose ball. Cutter, Ott, shot rejected and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Jordan Welsh.
Yeah, great defense by Jordan Welsh that time. Tried to shoot over the taller defender, unable to do it.
Klingensmith checks out. Lacey Bernardes checks in. Lindsay takes the inbound feed, trying to spin her way out front. Down the lane, Niles rolls it across the iron, tried to follow in. Rebound grabbed by Alina Sopko. Sopko behind the back. Stop and go. Crossover. Get to the circle. Near side. Three ball. Jordan Welsh wide left. Rebound all the way up the lane. Grabbed there by Ott. Ott will give it off to Lindsay. Hassled. Stolen. Here comes Mel. Get it ahead to Morial. Off the window and in.
Bree Morial, one of the veterans on this team.
14-9, Peters plus 5. First points for Peters Township in a little over 3.5 minutes. Ball goes inside. Niles can't get that shot to go. Welsh and Niles, or it's Meyer again. I'm going to call 22 Niles all night long, and I apologize. It is Meyer. She and Welsh on the tie-up. Possession arrow throw in for Baldwin. Yeah, you get those blocks in your brain, and it's just hard to get rid of them. There's Niles. She's 25 with the pink shoes. Baldwin down 5. 5:10 to play. First half. Ball out to Ott between the circles. Beyond the top of the key. Niles takes it. Entry pass gets through, but too deep for Prilla to do anything with it. Feed it out to Niles on the wing. And now Lindsay Bernardes. Three ball won't go, and McCullough gets the rebound along the baseline.
Yeah, pretty good defensive stand there by the Indians.
Sopko on the dribble. Crossover. Gets a screen from Radulovic. And now a foul going to be whistled. This time Lacey Bernardes a little too physical on the dribble there by Jordan Welsh.
She is very aggressive on the defensive end, Lacey, and she's not going to back down to anyone.
First foul of the second quarter on Baldwin comes 3.5 minutes in. 14-9, Peters Township by 5, passing over to the top. Sopko, catch a pass in the corner. Three ball is deep. Rebound tipped toward the baseline. Ends up right back in Radulovic's hand. Her little fadeaway won't go. Sopko rebounds. She's going to get tied up. Tried to fight out of the tie-up, held ball, possession arrow, Peters Township.
Yeah, Sopko did a great job. She saw that the ball was short, ran right to it, but she got tied up. Possession arrow with Peters Township.
Checking back in the game is J.C. Klingensmith, and Isabella Niles will sit. Peters baseline throw in, side of the lane, and a holding foul. Looked like Morial was trying to get open and got held up, and Lindsay Bernardes guilty of the grabus. Her first, team's second in the quarter. Another baseline throw in. Morial catches it. Defense came out on her quickly. J.C. Klingensmith chased clear out to the corner. Sopko, little pull-up jumpers, too strong, and rebounded on the far side by Klingensmith.
Yeah, nice crossover dribble to get open. Just shot that ball a little too hard.
Halfway through the second, 14-9. Three ball from the corner, rolls off the iron, rebound tipped around. Radulovic will grab it. Sopko fights out of a tie-up. And now able to give the ball. Radulovic got to go the other direction, got to go quick. Baldwin looking for 10 seconds, and that wasn't close. I mean, might have been 8, but
yeah, it was
not close to 10.
Right, exactly.
There's a big difference in the backcourt time between 8 and 10.
It
another
sure
foul
is.
On Lindsay Bernardes.
Wow, that's her second back-to-back foul in about 30 seconds.
3:39 to play. First half, 14-9, Peters Township with the lead. Taylor McCullough to key the inbound. Screen set. Sopko gets up and goes to the rack, off the window and in.
You know, she is a little bit underrated as an offensive player, Bob. She can get to the basket and score.
Lindsay Bernardes in the midcourt. Give it off to Ott. Those two will work quite a bit out there. Now to Lacey. Lob down low, all alone. Ball taken out by J.C. Klingensmith, and then she tried to turn and shoot, and Radulovic going to get tagged for the foul, and a couple of free throws coming when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
First free throw, good. Second one, not, but a rebound and a putback for Hannah Prilla. Or was that Klingensmith? I'm sorry.
I thought it was Klingensmith, but I could be wrong.
Three ball, McCullough with the answer. Peters Township, 19-12, three ball for Ott. Hard off the back of the iron, rebound tipped around, and coming out with it is Sopko. Has McCullough behind the defense. Little floaters and air ball.
She knew right away she didn't shoot that very well.
Bernardis brings it onto the wing to Klingensmith. And now a floater in the paint for Ott, up for two.
Nice little floater. I love the floater, Bob. It's a very good weapon to have in your repertoire.
By the way, I'm going to go with Klingensmith on that deuce. So 19-14, down the lane. Ball knocked out of McCullough's hands. She's looking for a foul. Thought she got hit in the mouth, actually. Baseline throw in. Bree Morial finds Sopko. Inbound pass. And Sopko missed the shot.
Point blank. Nobody on her.
Ott feeds into the corner, takes it back, goes to Lindsay Bernardis. 19-14, Peters Township plus five. Indians have led the whole way. Just under 2 minutes remain. Ball goes to Klingensmith and eventually to Ott on that foul line extended. Pass into traffic, tipped away, but grabbed once again. Hannah Prilla getting another loose ball.
Oh, this is a nice steal.
Pass intended for Lindsay. Picked off by McCullough. Get it ahead. Morial missed the shot right in front. Went right straight on instead of taking one side or the other to get. And another steal. McCullough going in unchallenged. She'll go for the layup. Misses that. Morial gets the rebound. Finds a cutter. Jordan Welsh down the lane. She'll bank it in off the glass.
Bob, that's three straight layups they've missed. But Jordan Welsh.
7-point Peters Township lead, up 21-14. 1:10 to play, first half. Battle underneath. Welsh getting tangled up with Prilla. And Lindsay Whalen with words for Welsh. Shot rattles on the iron a couple of times, and Prilla gets it to drop home.
Soft touch that time by Hannah Prilla.
21-16. Peters Township with the advantage. Klingensmith out to guard Sopko. The volleyball 10-foot line. Sopko floater off the window too strong. And a rebound cleared by Klingensmith, who chased her down the lane. 35 seconds to play in the half. Peters plus five. Three ball. Long three for Klingensmith off the rim. And Sopko rebounds the miss. And the Indians have 25 seconds to deal with.
I'm surprised they took that shot from there, Bob.
Sopko across the timeline. Klingensmith comes out with her. And now closely guarded count is going. Got separation. And now the count goes again. Sopko trying to spin away. Backs up. Cross-court pass. Morial catch. Drive. Up with the left hand. Misses that lay-in. And the buzzer sounds to end the half. Peters Township 21. Baldwin 16 after 2. Back on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. WNJ in Washington, moving forward together.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics 412-655-4660. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Don't do it. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. All right, view from 35,000 feet.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Peters Township would have made those layups that they should have made, they'd be up in by double digits. But you go with what you have, and I think they're happy to be ahead because being ahead allows them to dictate the tempo and flow of the game. When they pushed the ball down the floor, Bob, they were pretty effective. When they got against that half-court trapping zone, they struggled a little bit. So the answer then is, hey, push it down quickly, beat them up, beat down the floor before Baldwin gets a chance to set the defense up. But if you're Peters Township, you've got to do a better job converting. You can't miss those layups.
Oh, there was one after another.
There were five of them. Five.
And that was all in the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, they got great shots. Great shots.
Take a look at action coming up tomorrow and Friday in the WPIL basketball quarterfinals when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Get you a couple of updates very quickly. 4.5 minutes to play in the fourth. Sarah Catholic leading Atavella 64-51. Halftime at Peters Township. Trinity 8, South Fayette 6.
I'm shocked. Wow.
Here's what's still in action tonight. Word is, I ask, are they holding the ball? And the answer from Jason Tennant, not as a rule, just a ton of missed shots and really good defense. Okay.
Wow.
Mentioned the Sarah Vela game. Do not have the Waynesburg Beaver Falls final score. That's in the 3A girls. And we will endeavor to get that momentarily. Jason should be able to send us that very quickly. And then the two 5A games, Trinity South Fayette and Peters Township Baldwin. Winners will meet in the semifinals, and that will be on Saturday. The losers will play Friday at the higher-seeded team in the consolation bracket, and that is strictly for placement going into the state tournament. But those are games you do not want to be in, but beats being at home.
Oh, absolutely. Bob, I'm still trying to process 8-6 halftime score. Oh, well. If I'm Baldwin, I'm going back to my half-court trap. I think it was very disruptive. Peters did not handle that well. They did a very good job against man-to-man half-court defense, and they pushed the ball down the floor in a nice way. Had great shots, Bob, great looks. But I am sure Coach Lambariou is talking about, hey, guys, we've gotten good shots. We have got to make the easy ones. So we shall see.
Here's what's on the docket Thursday, quarterfinals in the WPIAL basketball. A game we'll have on WJPA AM and, of course, online, WJPA.com and the NFHS Network. I am like the candy man here.
You are. All the kids want the candy.
Tomorrow night, number 9, Mount Lebanon at number 1, Canon McMillan Girls. We'll be on air at 5:45 with our pregame show presented by Visit Greene County. Also tomorrow, a couple of Greene County teams, 2A boys, number 6, Jeff Morgan, and number 3, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, meet at Peters at 7:30. Meanwhile, the 1A girls from West Greene on the road up into Lawrence County to take on number 3, Union Area. That's set for a 7 o'clock tip. And come Friday, some consolation action. Of course, as we mentioned, the losers of our game and the Trinity game will play each other in a placement game in that consolation bracket. And the 3A girls losers tonight will also play in their bracket, and that is to stay alive. So you only get one day off in consolations. You go right back at it. But in addition to the consolation bracket action on Friday, 4 Washington County teams involved in quarterfinals, 3 of them in the 2A girls. Number 4, Fort Cherry, will play number 5, Rochester at Moon. We'll have that game starting at 5:45. We'll follow that up with number 7, Burgettstown, and number 2, Winchester Thurston. Both of those games at Moon. And then at about 7:15, we'll be on the air on WJPA-FM with number 3, Chartiers-Houston, number 6, Aliquippa, that in the 2A girls bracket. Also happening about that time at Peters Township, 5A boys, quarterfinals, number 15, Ringgold, and number 10, Hampton. We're about 90 seconds away from the start of the second half. It's Peters Township, wire to wire so far, 16 minutes in, Indians 21, Baldwin 16. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
And we get 3A quarterfinal score. It was 68-45, Beaver Falls over Waynesburg. Chris Dugan tells me that South Fayette was 2-for-17 from the floor in the first half.
That's not very good.
Baldwin starts with the ball. Ott drives, spun around Radulovich, but didn't take the shot because she got forced very deep. 5-point Peters Township lead. Ball comes near side to Niles, and now on out into the corner. and it's Lacey Bernardis, and now a three ball, nothing but net, J.C. Klingensmith.
Well, the coach said she's their best perimeter shooter.
Check that, Hannah Prilla, my apologies.
Oh, that was Prilla.
Prilla has 5 points, and it's a two-point ball game. Indians' first offense of the second half. McCullough with dribble trouble against Lindsay Bernardis. Cross-court pass, Morial in the corner. Well defended. Get it back.
They're back to that half-court trapping zone, Bob.
McCullough, corner ball. Welsh off the iron, rolls a long way out, and going to be tracked down by Morial. Indians get another look at it this time. McCullough dribbles to the paint, circles back around, try to force a pass inside.
Not a very good decision that time by McCullough.
Chance to tie the game. Ott, little push shot off the back of the rim. Rebound grab inside by Mara Radulovic.
Yeah, nice job by Radulovic to control the boards.
It's the closest the game's been since 4-2. McCullough, long three. It's an air ball going out of bounds.
Well, they've come out of the locker room, and they're a little disheveled. You know, Baldwin didn't even take a warm-up shot, and yet they've cut this lead to two, Bob.
6.5 to play, third quarter, 21-19. Peters Township has never trailed. Again, this is as close as we've been since 4-2 Indians. On into the corner, now side of the lane to Kelsey Meyer. Get it inside. Prilla's shot won't go. Radulovic with the board. Indians have numbers. Force it ahead to Morial. Launches a three wide left off the glass. Cleared by Hannah Prilla. Ott crossover. Kick it back out. Lindsay Bernardis top of the key. She spins toward the circle. Bring it to Ott near side. Inside to Meyer and back out to Lindsay. She'll back up to the volleyball 10-foot line.
Yeah, she thought about launching that three too, Bob.
5:40 to play, third quarter. Prilla, kick it back out. That two-pointer won't go. Ott gets the rebound, tries to go up strong. Rebound tipped around. Radulovic saves it. Ball comes to the near corner. Scramble for it. And the Indians are going to get it. Stepping out, coming back out of bounds is Radulovic. Just a little careless. Didn't, once she ended up out of bounds, just took her time coming back in and didn't hustle. You got to get back and get both feet down inbounds.
Yeah, her 1 foot was still out of bounds.
Prilla to Meyer to the near side. Ott, entry pass to Prilla. Reaches out to save that. She's trying to spin out front. Radulovic forces her wide. Shot won't go, and McCullough rebounds the miss. Looks up the floor, has Welsh ahead of her in the corner, wide open.
Too late on the pass, Bob. It needed to get it to her.
Welsh crossover. Go to Radulovic. Looking for somebody inside. There is no one home, so Welsh will bring it. Meyer guarding her. Screen set by Radulovic. Welsh picks it up. Threw it away. Well read. Well defense. Lindsay Bernardis missed the shot. Rebound. Put back. Tie game. Isabella Niles. First points of the night. Peters led by 10. With about a minute 20 to play in the first quarter, and Baldwin has come back to tie it. Long three won't go. McCullough well off the mark again. She has a couple of threes earlier in that the first half. The rebound, and now ball knocked out of McCullough's hands, but saved. Going to the hoop is Sopko. Her shot won't go, and a foul is called. Prilla knocked her down. First foul on Hannah Prilla, and free throws coming for Alina Sopko. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Sopko hit the first, missed the second, but Madden Mel with the rebound tried to go back up, and she is fouled by Niles. That's Niles' third foul.
Yeah, she got whacked on the arm.
Madden Mel, a 58% free throw shooter, just like Sopko, who had hit three in a row.
But she's got a beautiful release. If you're going to teach shooting, you look at that shot, you say, that kid can shoot it, and she can.
Mel hits the first. 23-21, Peters, and Niles will sit. Mel's second free throw too strong. Rebound tipped around, but Sopko couldn't pull it down. And the Fighting Highlanders come out. Ott for three in the lead. Won't go. Rebound. Mel Fighting double-teamed, and she is held and a foul called on Baldwin. Third in the quarter.
Now she did a really nice job maintaining possession there, Bob.
This one on Hannah Prilla. That will be her second.
And here's the full court press. Now, Peters, you got to handle this by passing, not dribbling.
Sopko brings it across to McCullough, gets across the timeline, try to avoid the trap behind the back ball, tipped. Sopko in the midcourt circle, goes to Mel. On into the corner to Morial on the far sideline. Prilla out on her. Morial to McCullough. Penetrate. Got an opening. Down with the left hand and score.
Yeah, beautiful drive that time by McCullough. Showed a little patience. Finished with her left.
25-21 Peters. 3.5 minutes to play. Third quarter. Winner goes to the WPIL semifinals. Side of the lane. Klingensmith looked at a shot. Didn't take it. Now, Lindsay Bernardes drives and scores.
Wow, that was a beautiful, beautiful move. Little shot fake, little change of pace, dribble to the layup.
Morial on the dribble in the midcourt, and now she'll give it to McCullough. Jump pass, Welsh to the near corner. Mel for three. It's good. Second tray of the game for Mel, 28-25, Peters plus five. Did that hit window, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
Like a little change right before it went in, but all good.
Yeah, I mean, it bounced around a little bit, but.
2.5 minutes remaining, third quarter, 28-23, Peters Township by five. Lindsay Bernardes kicked near side. Three ball, Klingensmith. Nope. Dribble drive. Shot too strong. Caught on the weak side. Ball hammered out of the hands of Welsh. Shot put up, won't go for Lindsay. Shot put up, won't go for Prilla. And the Indians come out with it. McCullough pulls up. Her little floater off the rim won't go. And battle for the rebound. We're going to get a held ball. Peters Township will inbound.
Nice hustle by Madden Mel that time. She got the rebound on the one end and was able to get the tie up at this end. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a great transition opportunity for them. And McCullough missed a little 10-footer, Bob.
Well, she didn't want to drive in against J.C. Klingensmith.
No.
Sopko to back into the corner for three. It's off the front of the rim and a rebound tracked down by Lacey Bernardes after the miss by Madden Mel. Just under 2 minutes to play in the third. Peters Township with a five-point lead. It will stay that way. Three from the near side by Burt Lacey. Won't go. 28-23 Peters. Lobbed down low. Too far. And Sopko, too much of a pass for Morial.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When you get that deep, I don't think there's a passing lane. Maybe just dribble that back out and set your offense up.
1:40 to play in the third. Peters Township has never trailed. The Indians lead by five here. Game was tied at the 4:40 mark in this quarter. So about 3 minutes ago. But Peters able to get the lead. Ball goes inside. Meyer shots rejected by Welsh, but controlled by Meyer to Lindsay Bernardes. Shot blocked. In trouble. Welsh loses the ball. It's going to be Peters' ball at the baseline.
How about the defensive effort by Jordan Welsh? Two blocks. And was able to maintain possession.
And once again, Baldwin will defend full court. Try to force the Indians into a mistake. Sopko back across to McCullough. Now she'll sprint up the sideline. A little trouble trying to dribble out there. Pass was tipped, but Sopko able to get it to the far corner. Mel for three from that side. Welsh off the mark. Welsh tips the rebound. Sopko will go get it. And the Indians will reset just under a minute to play. First, third quarter. McCullough's three hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Here come the Fighting Highlanders. It's Ott on the dribble, trying to get by Morial with a screen by Prilla. Can't do that. 40 seconds to play in the third. Lindsay Bernardes on the dribble. Averages 17, has seven at the moment. Scored 33 in the two meetings between the two. Meyer to Prilla. Out to Lindsay for three. It's deep. No good. Long rebound grabbed by Sopko. Ahead to Madden Mel. Take it to the right side and miss that layup. Just too many layups missed by the Indians.
Boy, they could really have a lead right now if they make the layups.
15 seconds to play in the third. 5-point lead here. Meyer inside, backs down, shot off the iron and in. Kelsey Meyer's second field goal. Sopko launches from half court, hits the top of the backboard, and the quarter comes to an end. Peters Township 28, Baldwin 25, back on the WJPA Sports Network for the fourth after this timeout.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Baldwin with the possession arrow will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Peters Township with the 3-point lead.
Well, we thought it would be close, and it has been that. Although Peters Township has maintained a lead, that lead is dwindling here.
Led by 10 in the first quarter, led by 7 late twice in the second quarter, led by 5 in the middle of the third, but now by 3. Ball in, then back out. 3 balls, an air ball. Sopko catches it. Has Morial going up the near side. Draws traffic. Shot rolls off the rim.
Another layup. That's 6.
Well, if we had 5 in the first half, it's 7, Tom.
That's 7. Yeah, my math isn't very good, Bob. I can't believe they're missing these easy shots.
Dribble drive. Ball back out to Lindsey Bernanas. Spun around by McCullough. Lindsay's going to the hoop. Her shot rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Mel. Took a bump from Prilla, but play on.
Moriel picking up the loose change there.
The Avella season has come to an end, losing to Sarah Catholic 74-66, the final score.
They had a great year, Bob. They really did.
Bree Morial picks up the dribble, finds Sopko. 6:50 to play, fourth quarter. Peters with a 3-point lead. Sopko put it on the deck, gets a screen, trying to get by Lacey Bernanas. And now penetration. Morial throws a shot up. It goes, and a foul to go with it.
Yeah, big basket by Bree Morial, the veteran.
And this foul on Hannah Prilla, that is her third foul. First foul on either team in the fourth quarter. The bucket for Morial gives Peters a 30-25 lead. And back to the foul line. Indians are 6, make it 7 of 9 with the make by Morial, who has 7 points in the game.
Yeah, Morial shoots 87% from the line, Bob. That's who you want taking your free throws down the stretch.
31-25, Peters plus 6. Lacey, entry pass, spin around, Niles, shot rejected. Niles gets it right back. That's about the third time that Jordan Welsh has blocked a shot and the shooter got it right back. To the hoop, this shot won't go, and Welsh fighting for it. She touched the ball last, and Meyer that time.
Went right off her leg. But I'll tell you what an outstanding job she's doing in the interior, blocking and discouraging shots. She's done great.
5'10 sophomore. Inbound play, 3 ball, Lacey Bernanas hits it.
Ooh, how about that one? First points of the night.
And a timeout taken by Baldwin head coach Jamal Woodson. Peters Township 31, Baldwin 28, 6:07 to play in the fourth, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Peters Township 31, Baldwin 28. Winner goes to the semifinals on Saturday against the Trinity South Fayette winner.
I thought we'd see a little full-court pressure here, but you're going to see the half-court press. Did not handle this well earlier.
McCullough making her way across the timeline. Quickly get it to Sopko.
There it is.
Down low, Morial back out to McCullough. She'll take another three ball. Hits this one.
That's a big one.
Taylor McCullough hits it, 34-28. Indians match the three for three. McCullough's third tray.
Oh, she can shoot, and she can miss, but she can shoot.
Ott to Lacey Bernardes. Down inside to Prilla, trying to muscle her way in and scores.
Yeah, when she gets that deep, it's pretty hard to guard her, Bob.
34-30. Peters plus four, 5:25 to play in the fourth.
Great game.
McCullough crossover, feed it out to Morial. She'll dribble away from Lindsay. And now hand off to McCullough. Lindsay jumps right in and knocked the ball loose. And a timeout, Peters Township. 5:12 to play. Fourth quarter, Peters Township 34, Baldwin 30 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Back here at Bethel Park, WPIL 5A Girls Quarterfinals. Peters Township 34, Baldwin 30. Peters scored the first points of the game and has led the entire time, with the exception of about 30 seconds when Baldwin had pulled even at 21-all.
Great game, though, Bob. We knew it would be.
And now pressure across the floor. Indians will feed it into backcourt, and a double team comes there. McCullough able to dribble around it. Jump pass. Sopko has to go and meet it. She's hassled. Ball to Jordan Welsh. Welsh picks it up. Feed it back out to McCullough. Defense extended by Baldwin. McCullough to the hoop. Shot won't go, and a foul going to be called. Prilla picks up her fourth.
You know, one thing, Bob, you can't dribble, pick your dribble up against this trap.
Taylor McCullough going to the foul line. He has 11 points. Leads all scorers in the game. She's a 67% free throw shooter. We'll keep it here for these. First one good.
She's got excellent rotation and release on the shot, Bob. That's why she's such a good shooter.
Substitution, J.C. Klingensmith checks in, and Prilla going to sit with her fourth foul. McCullough due for another free throw. Indians have hit 8 of 10 by my count. And McCullough spins that one in. And the two that missed, just missed, dropping all the way down.
You're absolutely correct.
36-30, Peters plus 6, 4:45 to play fourth quarter. Lacy to Lindsay, back to Lacy, looking inside, nowhere to go there. Ball goes up to Ott, dribble, floater out front, off the rim, won't go. Rebound tipped up the lane. McCullough tried to keep it alive, grabbed by Klingensmith, who scores.
How about that little soft touch?
36-32. 4:25 to play in the fourth. Sofko across the timeline. She's going to be guarded. Looks like Niles is going to come out tighter on her. Sofko off to Mel. She'll draw Klingensmith out away from the lane. Jump pass to the corner. Sofko dribble drive. Kick it around McCullough. And now open three. Nope. Morial doesn't take it. Nice close there by Lindsay Bernardis.
Yeah, very good defensively.
Morial out to McCullough. They just ended up on the same page. Underneath, feed to Welsh. Off the window, great.
Yeah, boy, what a nice pass that was that time, Bob.
38-32, 3:45 to play. Fourth quarter, Peters plus six.
An eternity left in the game, though. Lots of time.
Niles, Bernardis, Ott, Lacy Bernardis in on the mix now. Ball into the far corner. Catch by Klingensmith. Try to wrap it around. And going to be a holding foul on Bree Morial.
Got her hand caught in a cookie jar, as they say.
Hand on the back. Yep. First foul on Peters in the second. In the second half. Did not foul in the third at all. And that's the first foul here in the quarter. 3:27 to play, fourth quarter. Peters plus six. Inbound feed. Ott feed was knocked back out of bounds with a nice reach in by Madden Mel.
Well, Peters did a really good job staying attached to their man on this particular inbounds play. There was nowhere to throw the ball.
End of three. South Fayette 13, Trinity 12.
Unbelievable.
Lindsay Bernardis gets it into the paint, feed it out to Lacy, trying to drive against McCullough. Shot won't go. McCullough grabbed the rebound, but tried to dribble in traffic. Lacy ends up with the ball and a timeout taken by Baldwin. 38-32, Peters Township. 3:13 to play in the ball game. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
3:13 left to play in the fourth. Peters 38, Baldwin 32. Trinity has three timeouts remaining. Baldwin has two. Baldwin has the ball at the baseline.
Well, if they could get a stop here, this would be huge for Peters Township, Bob.
Inbound feed side of the lane goes to Meyer. Meyer trying to spin around. Shot is blocked clean. Oh, my, get a foul call.
Don't like that one at all.
Jordan Welsh almost curled the ball.
I know. That's just.
Oh, my.
Bailout. That was a bailout, no question.
Foul on Welsh, her second. Couple of free throws coming for Kelsey Meyer. Baldwin has only been to the free throw line once earlier, went 1-for-2 on that trip, did get a bucket out of it. The shooter curled around, got a tip on a rebound and scored. That was Klingensmith, but here Meyer misses the first. Second shot rattles home. Kelsey Meyer, 1-of-2 on that trip. 38-33. Morial up the floor working against Bernardis. That's Lindsay.
Lindsay, a lot of hands, Lindsay Bernardis on her.
McCullough with the ball. Screen set by Morial. McCullough dribbles into traffic, has to lob it back out. Lindsay Bernardis, two hands on the hip that time. Ball goes down low. Madden Mel scores.
Nice pass. I'll tell you what, the more I watch Bree Morial, and she's going to Washington Jefferson College, I really like the way she plays, Bob. Travel.
Ball goes inside. Ott lost her balance. She was leaning against the defender, and the defender stepped away, and she didn't get her foot back under. You'll see there, put a little bump into Jordan Welsh, and then Welsh was gone, and Ott lost her balance.
Bree Morial just does such a nice job with the offense. She's a willing passer and a great shooter.
Peters plus seven. 2.5 minutes to play. Ball gets across. Welsh, the logo. Double team. Try to force it out. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. Sopko going to get it. Gets by Ott. Dish it across. Mel trying to catch him. Lacey Bernanis comes in, takes it away, and a pushing foul called on Madden Mel.
Yeah, she pushed her.
And just not a good series by the Indians.
It really wasn't. That trap has been difficult.
That foul on Madden Mel, her first, team's third in this quarter. We're down to 2:13 remaining. 7-point Peters Township lead. Lacey brings it back out to Ott. Lacey looking entry. Prill is back on the floor. She'll take the ball out 18 feet from the basket. All around to Ott. Under 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Prilla at the volleyball 10-foot line. Timeout Baldwin. 1:49 to play. Fourth quarter. Peters Township 40. Baldwin 33 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Baldwin, just one timeout remaining. 1:49 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township 40, Baldwin 33. Ball into the corner to Niles. Back out to Ott. Ott, side of the lane, gets it to Niles. Looking for a cutter, threw it away, untouched. Peters Township basketball.
Well, this is huge for Peters Township because they can be very selective with a minute and 36 seconds. And Baldwin's may have to play the foul game here, Bob.
Well, and they have three fouls to give.
I like keeping the ball in this girl's hands. She just makes great decisions. Bree Moriel.
Cross the timeline, and now Lindsay out on her. Sopko gets it. Lacey Bernardes tried to foul her. Sopko's shot rejected.
Didn't need that.
That block by Niles. Spinorama by Lindsay. Kick it out. Ball loose. Controlled by Madden Mel. Mel avoids a double team. Gets the ball to Morial, coming up on a minute to play. Morial through traffic and is fouled. That's just the third foul of the quarter on Baldwin.
Coach Lamberio is saying, where are we? We're not in a hurry here.
Kelsey Meyer picks up the foul. Board says two. I'll go with that. And now a timeout, Peters Township. 1:01 to play in regulation. Peters Township 40, Baldwin 33. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township with a 7-point lead, the ball, and two timeouts left. Baldwin has one timeout remaining, and they've only fouled three times here in the fourth quarter.
Well, they're going to have to foul. This clock's going to go under a minute quickly, and if you're Peters Township, you do not need to fire up a shot. If you got an uncontested layup, yes, maybe, but they've missed so many of those, I'm not even sure you want to do that.
Inbound on the backside. It goes to Jordan Welsh. She's hassled there by Prillin. A foul going to be called. It's a pushing foul.
Boy, she was unaware that there was a second trapper coming.
Lindsay Bernardes called for the foul. That's her third. Baldwin's fourth foul of the quarter, and we're at 56.8 seconds to play. Inbound into the backcourt, into the hands of Morial. Trying to get by Lindsay. Gets across the timeline. Trap is coming. And a foul called.
And that was so smart. She's 87% from the line. and she's going to shoot two. Excellent job by Bree Moriel that time.
Lindsay Bernard has called for the foul. Peters Township has hit 9 of 11 at the free throw line.
Well, and that's been the difference of the game, Bob. She missed the first.
Moriel, first shot rolls off the rim.
You compare that to 4 attempts by Baldwin. I mean, there's the ball game. That's the difference.
Second effort at the stripe kicks out. That's the third miss of that same ilk. The ball almost down. Baldwin with 40 seconds to play. Ott. Now 3 ball off the back of the rim won't go. Loose rebound. And the ball tied up. I think we're going to get a held ball call. And it will be Peters Township basketball.
Yeah, and that Elena Sopko under the pile, digging it out.
33 seconds remaining. Peters Township plus 7. We've been here for now 2 full minutes.
Yes.
And it's been 2.5 minutes since Baldwin last scored.
Got to get it in, though. Oh, my.
And a holding foul. Which way are we going here?
They're calling the foul on...
Call it on Jordan Welsh.
Jordan Welsh. I didn't know about that one.
Well, that's Welsh's third foul. 4 fouls on Peters Township.
That's the worst thing you can do at this point in the game is foul. If you're Peters Township. No time coming off the clock, too, Bob.
Well, the Indians, they do not switch the arrow because the foul was before the ball was inbounded. So it's still Peters' arrow if we should end up in another tie-up. Lacey Bernardes has the ball knocked loose by McCullough. 30 seconds to play. Peters plus 7. Dribble by Lindsay Bernardes and a blocking foul called on Sopko.
Boy, that was interesting.
Now all of a sudden, whistles are coming all the time.
They are, aren't they? I don't think Sopko fouled her, to be honest with you. She was losing her balance, Bob, falling to the ground. She got bailed out. Big free throws for them. A lot of time yet, 25 seconds.
Lindsay Bernardes at the free throw line, her first visit to the stripe. First shot good. Remember, just moments ago, the Indians missed 2 looks at the foul line.
They did.
25.6 seconds to play. 40 to 34. Peters plus 6. Timeout. Peters Township back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Peters Township 40, Baldwin 34. Another free throw coming for Lindsay Bernardes. Score from Peters Township. 3.5 minutes to play. South Fayette 17, Trinity 17.
I am absolutely stunned by that score, but way to go, Hillers.
25.6 seconds to play. Bernardes strong on the free throw, won't go. And a rebound, and a ball pulled out of the hands of Madden Mel.
Well, first of all, there was a player over her back. They're going to overrule this.
Yeah, they're going to talk this, and indeed, they are going to change it.
That's a bad call.
Now, I'm not – I have to see here. Yeah, I mean, the no foul, I agree.
Yeah, I thought there was a foul, yeah. Bob.
But Whalen's not making that call. She said that Peters touched the ball last, and we don't have that apparently. All right.
Okay, you got to play defense here. 22 seconds.
6-point Peters Township lead. Ball gets inbound. 3 ball for J.C. Klingensmith. It's an air ball. Goes across the iron. Grabbed there by Sopko. McCullough around traffic has Mel in the corner. And the 5th foul of the game on Hannah Prilla. 14 seconds between Peters Township and a berth in the semifinals.
Well, I'm going to say put it in the book. I don't think you can score 6 points in 14 seconds. And if she makes these free throws, that even makes it more insurmountable.
Taylor McCullough going to the stripe to shoot 2. She is 1 of 2 tonight. Indians have missed the last couple. This time, though, nice soft touch up and in. McCullough's second shot is short, and a rebound Tip toward the corner. Kelsey Meyer will get it. She'll bring it up the floor. 10 seconds to go. Shot won't go too strong. Put back. Nice job there by Niles to volleyball it up and in. 41-36. Timeout with 4.7 seconds to play. Final timeout for Baldwin. 5-point Peters Township lead back on the WJPA Sports Network.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
About 2.5, let me speak this exactly. January 20th, Peters was losing for the third straight game, lost to Baldwin 62-54. The Queen was on life support at best.
Not now.
May have needed shock treatment, but the Queen is very much alive, up five with 4.7 seconds to play.
They have showed a lot of fight tonight. They've done a great job defensively. Got to get the ball inbounds.
They'll throw it into traffic and going to get a held holding call.
Got a foul.
Well, the one advantage there for Peters, because they got the arrow, they kept the arrow on that one foul, so they were going to get the ball one way or the other. It is indeed a foul called on Julianne Ott, her first, and two free throws coming for Bree Morial.
You know, Bob, they say it's a cliche, but it's really difficult to beat the same team three times in one season, and we're proving that tonight.
Morial nails the first. 42-36 with 3 seconds remaining. Morial's second foul shot also good. And Bree Morial finishes the game with 9, and Peters Township going to the semifinals. They'll take on the survivor of that South Fayette Trinity game. We'll hopefully get a final score there, but here at Bethel Park, your final score, Peters Township 43, Baldwin 36, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Bethel Park, where Peters Township has knocked off Baldwin. And I'm going to throw you a little curve here in a couple of minutes.
Okay, I like curveballs.
Peters Township almost wire-to-wire against the team they lost to twice.
I'll tell you what, Bob, but what's impressive to me was their effort and the defense. They did an excellent job containing the high scorer, Lindsay Bernardis, and Julianne Ott. But here's the difference. The stat that's jumping right off at me, Peters Township, and unofficially, 12 for 16 from the foul line, Baldwin 3 for 6. That's the difference of the game. They were able to get to the line and convert free throws. And when you can do that, what did Coach Steve Lamberio say? You have to make shots. They made enough shots tonight, even though they missed some layups, but they kept that margin and kept themselves ahead.
I have Peters 6 of 9 in the fourth quarter, and that gives me 12 of 17. Is that what you had?
Well, I had 12 of 16, but I may have missed one.
We're good there.
Yeah, we're good. But that's a big discrepancy, Bob. I mean, a difference in free throws made, free throws attempted.
South Fayette wins the game 26-23 over Trinity. So let's see. South Fayette and Peters Township, I think they played before a couple times in the playoffs.
Oh, have they ever?
The defending WPIL champion will play the defending state champion in the semifinals on Saturday.
That'll be a great matchup.
And who knows? Might be right back here.
It could be. And let's give Trinity a great shout out. What an effort.
Now, Trinity Friday will take on Baldwin.
Okay.
That game almost certainly will be at Baldwin, the Fighting Highlanders, the 4 seed, Trinity the 9 seed.
And they split during the regular season.
Indeed. So those two will play on Friday in the consolation bracket. Winner of that can finish as high as 5th. The loser can finish as low as 8th. Let's get you a recap. Peters Township scored the first points of the game a minute and 15 seconds in. They would go on to go up 4-2 with just under 4 minutes left. And then the Indians built a 10-point lead, turned out to be their biggest lead of the game. But Baldwin wasn't going away, scored the next 7 points to get to within 3. Teams went back and forth in the second. Baldwin with a 12-9 advantage in that second quarter to pull to within 5 at intermission. Baldwin would get the first, let me do my math here, 5 points and took 3.5 minutes to do that. Peters went silent in that for about almost 5 minutes in the ball game, late first half and early second. But the first 5 points of the third quarter. Hi, Jesse. Jesse Merkel. Must not have seen us standing here.
No, she must have missed us.
But Baldwin scored the first 5 to tie the game at 21, and that lasted 23 seconds. Peters Township getting 1 of 2 at the foul line on the first visit there, and I think that was Madden Mel who hit that. And so 1 of 2, Peters went back in front. They never trailed again. They were never tied. 23 seconds in the game. Peters Township did not lead after they scored the first bucket at 6:45. End of three quarters, it was 28-25. Peters Township pushed that margin back up to 6 with a bucket and an and one. And then the two just traded points the rest of the way down, and Peters able to finish it at 43-36. Check some numbers for you in this one. I have Taylor McCullough with 14. In an odd situation, Taylor McCullough coming off the bench. And we'll just leave it at that, but put 14 points up on the board to lead all scorers in the game. Nobody else in double figures for Peters, but plenty of balance. 9 for Bree Morial, 9 for Madden Mel. I have 7 for Alina Sopko, 4 for Jordan Welsh. For Peters, total of 43, 12 of 17 at the foul line to improve to 15-9. On the other side, nobody in double figures. Lindsay Bernanis with 8 points, 7 for Hannah Prilla before fouling out very late in the game. Kelsey Meyer and J.C. Klingensmith with 5 apiece, 4 each for Isabella Niles and Julianne Ott, and a 3-ball for Lacey Bernanis. I have Baldwin unofficially 3 of 6 at the foul line in the ball game. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, presented by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits.
No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And here's the curveball I'm going to throw you.
Okay, I like curveballs.
Three ball in the first, huge bucket for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Foul shot, then a three in the third, and it was a huge, huge bucket. Final points for Peters in that third quarter. It gave them, a 5-point lead. They led by three at the end, and then a bucket in the fourth. And I'm going to go with the 5'6 junior Madden Mel and her 9 points in the ball game as our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game.
Good choice. You could have picked several of them. Well, how about the defensive effort by Jordan Welsh? Tremendous.
Multiple blocks over the place. And Welsh ended up with just the two buckets. But Peters Township ends up with the victory here tonight. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Coverage also brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on, trustrti.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Top-seeded Cannon McMillan girls make their debut tomorrow, hosting number 9 Mount Lebanon, the only game on our Thursday broadcast calendar. We'll have the game on WJPA AM, online at WJPA.com, and NFHS Network video starting at 5:45. For Peters Township, it's on to the WPIL semifinals and a matchup with the number 1 seed South Fayette Lions. South Fayette, a 26-23 winner over Trinity. The Avella boys eliminated tonight 74-66. Waynesburg dropped into the 3A girls elimination bracket and must win their next time out to stay alive. Beaver Falls beat the Waynesburg girls 68-45. Thanks to head coaches Jamal Woodson and Steve Limberio, to athletic director Laura Grimm, and the entire crew here at Bethel Park. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Eric Bennett, Hannah Nolan, Kyle Lamb on camera, and Dave Anthony producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 5A Girls quarterfinals from Bethel Park, your final score, Peters Township 43, Baldwin 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.